Friday, January 30th. The first reading from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, 5 through 10, and 13 through 17. At the turn of the year, when kings go out on campaign, David sent out Joab along with his officers and the army of Israel, and they ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. David, however, remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David rose from his siesta and strolled about on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing who was very beautiful. David had inquiries made about the woman and was told, "She is Bathsheba, daughter of Eliam, and wife of Joab's armor-bearer, Uriah the Hittite." Then David sent messengers and took her. When she came to him, he had relations with her. She then returned to her house. But the woman had conceived and sent the information to David, "I am with child." David therefore sent a message to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." So Joab sent Uriah to David. When he came, David questioned him about Joab, the soldiers, and how the war was going, and Uriah answered that all was well. David then said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and bathe your feet." Uriah left the palace, and a portion was sent out after him from the king's table. But Uriah slept at the entrance of the royal palace with the officers of his lord, and did not go down to his own house. David was told that Uriah had not gone home. On the day following, David summoned him, and he ate and drank with David, who made him drunk. But in the evening, Uriah went out to sleep on his bed among his lord's servants, and did not go down to his home. The next morning, David wrote a letter to Joab, which he sent by Uriah. In it, he directed, "Place Uriah up front, where the fighting is fierce, then pull back and leave him to be struck down dead." So while Joab was besieging the city, he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew the defenders were strong. When the men of the city made a sortie against Joab, some officers of David's army fell, and among them Uriah the Hittite died. Haydock Commentary. David had been reposing according to custom, but the devil was not idle. He was meditating a temptation and crime which involved a great part of the remainder of David's life in misery. He had reigned 18 years and lived 48 almost without blame. David insinuated that Uriah might take his rest and go to his wife, that so he might suppose that the child was his own and the crime of Bathsheba might be concealed. Finding that he had obstinately persisted in the resolution of not going to sleep with his wife, he had recourse to the last and most barbarous expedient of making way for his own marriage with the woman. We no longer behold the genius of that David who would not hurt his persecutor. What a change does a shameful passion introduce in the whole conduct of a man, and how does one false step conduct from one abyss to another? David could no longer bear the sight of a man whom he had injured so grievously. The Gospel from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. Haydock Commentary. So it is with him who announces the gospel of the kingdom of God as with the sower. For whether he sleep or rise, the seed will grow up while he knoweth not, and the well-prepared soil will, by the blessing of God, be productive. So the word of God shed abroad in the heart of man will increase and fructify independently of all the preacher's solicitude, till he who has received it, being arrived at the measure of the age and fullness of Christ, shall be withdrawn by God from this world and be called to himself. Parables have more explanations than one, some more easy, whilst others are more difficult to be understood. In parables, the multitude understood the more literal interpretation, whilst Christ explains the more abstruse and hidden sense to his apostles.